Today we have a wonderful day. It is the vigil of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Those whom he has called, he has justified. And those whom he has justified, he has glorified. Mary is a perfect example of this, of St. Paul's dicta in the epistles. And of course, the justification of Mary comes at the moment of her conception, that she was not touched, not even for a blink of an eye, with sin. She was never the slave, as we are when we are born, of Satan. She was never under his power, under his claw, as St. Jean-Marie Vianney called him, the green claw, the dragon, green. And so, being free from sin, she did not have to suffer any of the things that we did. In fact, it is not a matter of faith that the Blessed Mother even died. In the eastern part of the church, the feast is called the Dormition of Mary, the Sleeping of Mary. And of course, it speaks of the fact that she fell into a deep sleep, and then our Lord and the angels came and got her. In the West, some of the theologians, and of course, it's not defeated either. And when Venerable Pius XII, in his bull Munificentissimus Deus, proclaimed, finally, after so many centuries, had been celebrated and believed in by the Church and the Christians of the Church since the very, very early days of the Church. There's testimony of it in the lowest levels of the Basilica of St. Clement in Rome, where it shows the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this was from the year 100 or so. So it's not a new thing. A dogma does not mean that it is a new thing. It just means that now we know all the parameters of it. So when he did this in 1950, I believe, or 54, he made it very clear. This does not say that she died. This does not say that she did not die. So we can still call it the Dormition and mean either one of those things for it. I prefer the Eastern half because she is not guilty of sin. She should not die. Christ died for our sins. That is different from her sleeping or death. But either way, you may believe as you choose. So the Blessed Mother fell asleep in the Lord in the real sense of the word, and he came as soon as she was buried and took her body. And of course, it was discovered when St. Thomas, who was late as usual, came and wanted to see where she was. And so they took him there, and the tomb was open, the tomb was empty. Thanks be to God. Today also, and of course we will continue speaking about this tomorrow. Today is also the feast of a very modern saint, St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, Franciscan, great devotee of the Blessed Mother, preached her and taught her all over the world, literally, including Japan, where his convent that he founded was one of the few things that was not destroyed by the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. And, you know, of course, recently some of us went to see a movie about the person who invented it and whatever. And I'm still not convinced. Perhaps it ended the war 2 months earlier, but at what cost? And the two cities that were struck were the two Catholic cities of Japan, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Now, isn't that interesting, coming from the Masons who were fighting the war? Churchill, at that time Truman, the successor of the other Mason, Roosevelt. And of course, we know also that Hitler and Mussolini were also Masons. And of course, the communists. They want to destroy the church. They want to destroy the world. But we are still here. And I am told that the only church that is still standing in the island of Maui is the Holy Catholic Church. How interesting. But anyway, St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, who was a terrific enemy of the communists and of the Freemasons, who are enemies of the church, he fought them every way. He founded many, many things, in particular the Confraternity of the Immaculata, the Immaculate, and a new Franciscan branch, and many, many other things in honor of the Blessed Mother. And he himself was, of course, apprehended by the Nazis, Masons, and eventually put to death. But in this case, it was a death that was freely chosen by him. When a Jew was about to be put to death, he found out he has a wife and children. Of course, they may have been dead too, for all he knew, but he didn't care. He said, "I will die in his place. Greater love than this no one has than he who gives his life for his friends." And that man was not his friend. That man, however, attended his canonization in Rome. And so today, we honor, in a very, very special way, St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe. And we honor all that he stood for and all that he has taught us. Of course, soon we will receive one of the members of the Kolbe Foundation for the Creation of Life. And, of course, all this is because he taught the true faith, which we must believe. So as we are about to celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let us honor her, and by honoring her, let us worship her Son, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And let us honor one who honored her, St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.